Well, I suppose it's not initial anymore, but just the feeling of loss, the kind of real sense of disappointment for the people of the Berwick area with the announcement of this job loss.
Yes, I think it's a really shocking piece of news that General Mills are proposing to pull out of Berwick in favour of taking their production elsewhere. Just Roll's been part of the fabric of the Berwick economy and community for some 50 years, and I'll be doing all I can to see if we can't keep it there in some form.
Yeah, I can get that sense that a lot of people are looking to yourself. Is it a situation of fighting tooth and nail?
Absolutely, and there are lots of avenues we need to go down. We need to understand General Mills' reasoning for making this decision. They are looking to bring back from Europe other production lines to the Manchester area, so we need to get to grips with them. I'm still trying to get a meeting with the General Mills senior management in London at the moment to be able to progress that conversation with them.
And I understand you've written to Delia Smith and you're promised a meeting with the PM later this week. How hopeful are you that support like that can do something to try and turn the opinion?
Well, I hope very much that it can show General Mills that there is a real passion for both the product, but also that it's based in Berwick and that it's something that's really important to the community, and that we can find a way to help them to see that it would be worth continuing production in Berwick rather than abroad.
How pragmatic, how optimistic are you that there is a chance that some jobs could be saved?
At this point, I just don't know, because I need to talk to General Mills with the people who are making these decisions. The management team in Berwick itself have been asked to, progress this policy, but it's decided at a higher level. So I need to talk to them, understand what their requirements are, and see if the government can in any way work with them to find a long-term solution for Berwick.
And I was speaking to people in the street in Berwick last Thursday, just after the news had broke. What I was getting in the message was this was the final nail in the coffin for Berwick. I mean, is that something that you get a sense of from speaking to people yourself?
No, absolutely not. I think Berwick is a thriving town and we are doing a huge amount to help it to grow. We've seen a big investment commitment in towards the road investment for the county, and we've put in a bid for an enterprise zone for part of Berwick to help bring new investment. I think the reality is that the world is always changing, but those core businesses like Simpson's Malts, like General Mills, like Silvertree, they're big employers, so it reaches out to a lot of people, not just those who are directly employed, but it reaches out across the town. And the reality is that when a factory's been there for that many decades, pretty much every family has probably had some contact with it, so there's a sense of personal attachment which I completely understand, and we need to harness that for good and to persuade, if we possibly can, General Mills that this is worth continuing to get Berwick's commitment to this amazing product, which I'm a huge fan of.
Well, say then that General Mills goes ahead with its proposed closure. Are you starting already to think about other options in a way to try and drive more investment into the town, to try and kind of bring in a brand new massive employer that could try and stop the gap of the serious job loss that we have in the area?
There is there's a team of us working together at the moment, led by some of the town councillors, to try and put together an investors conference for the spring, drawing together all the national investment work that's been going on, and to work with the regional LEP and the combined authority to understand just how valuable Berwick as an employment asset is to the region, and to encourage that sort of development. But I hope that we don't have to have one without the other. If we can find a way to use the existing site, be it for its existing process or for another new business in the same sector, then that's something we have to fight tooth and nail for between now and April.
Absolutely. And then finally, I understand you're meeting with the staff workers of General Mills on Friday. What is it you expect to hear? What is it that you hope to hear from them? What is it that you think they're going to expect from you?
Well, I'm holding my first of what will no doubt be several meetings to give employees a chance to come and talk to me about, their own situations, what they've heard. It's very important that I'm able to build up a really clear picture of the way employees work, the hours they work, the wage rates and that sort of thing, so that we can really build a very strong campaign picture. That's what I want them to come and talk to me about. I'm really here to listen and to help, to provide any support if there is a need for it in the short term. The consultation process, the formal one from General Mills, kicks off next week. And again, my team and I are here to, to support people with that process and make sure that we get the right message back through to General Mills about how important, how vital this facility and this community need that factory.
Anne-Marie, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.